from further losses in the midst of the global financial crisis. Champaign City Finance Director Richard Schnurr says the firefighters' pension fund lost about $6 million this year. He says the pension board decided at a special meeting today to move money to stocks and bonds on a weekly instead of monthly basis in order to strengthen the $43 million portfolio. Schnurr says although the pension fund has dropped by about 14% since January, firefighters don't have to worry about their pensions.
Under state law, if for some reason, which I do not at all expect, the pension fund somehow ran out of money, the city is required to make the payments. And the city is in also in very good fiscal condition. The city is the only city in downstate Illinois with a AAA bond rating. And so there's no reason for any of the participants to have any concern.
Schnurr says the pension board will review its new policy of moving less money in shorter periods of time at their next regular meeting in November. He says about 175 people participate in the fire pension fund. Firefighters have quickly doused a fire that followed an explosion at an animal feed plant in the small Edgar County town of Kansas. Kansas Fire Chief Kirk Allen says no one was injured by this afternoon's fire and explosion at the Robert Morgan plant just north of town. Kansas is about 45 miles southeast of Champaign. Federal officials have broadened their investigation of Governor Rob Blagojevich's administration. They've subpoenaed records concerning Blagojevich's lobbyist friend John Wyma at a hospital chain that got a favorable decision from a state board allegedly controlled by convicted influence peddler Tony Rezko. The subpoena delivered to Provena Health 2 weeks ago sought information about the Catholic Healthcare Group's relationship to Wyma. That's according to a person familiar with the investigation who spoke on condition of anonymity because grand jury subpoenas are secret. Wyma was registered to represent Mokena-based Provena when it got approval for an open heart surgery unit in Elgin. The governor isn't charged with wrongdoing. His office had no immediate comment. A new survey finds most Illinois residents are unhappy with the direction of state government. Sean Crawford reports.
3 out of 4 respondents had a negative view of what's going on in the state. The Paul Simon Public Policy Institute asked for the survey. The institute's director, Mike Lawrence, says other findings show residents lack understanding of the state's problems, especially when it comes to the Illinois budget.
What's clear from this is the public believes that the way to get out of this mess is to cut things like salaries for high-paid officials, cut legislative salaries, and the public really has no idea of what the scale and the scope of this crisis is.
Lawrence says for the state to cut spending enough to solve its financial problems, there would have to be massive layoffs, program reductions, and shutting down of facilities. Those surveyed were overwhelmingly opposed to those ideas or to raising revenue through tax hikes. Less than 10% said Governor Rod Blagojevich is doing a good job, while Illinois lawmakers as a whole were viewed almost as unfavorably. I'm Sean Crawford.
The time is 5:33.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
And now here's Mike Sola with a look at weather.
Well, thanks, Jim. We've been waiting on it, it seems like, for the last several days. The rain has finally arrived, and we are in the middle of some light to moderate showers. A couple pockets of heavier rain are falling across portions of Illinois right now. One area just moved north of Livingston County, pushing now through Bureau and LaSalle counties up around the Princeton area in north-central Illinois. Another area of heavy rain moving into Effingham, and the individual showers and storms are, well, not thunderstorms, but the individual cells are moving almost due north from the south to the north, while the entire storm system is drifting to the east. So west-central Illinois already getting a break from the precipitation, but the storm center is actually still across portions of central, east-central Kansas, so that will continue to drift around the area, meandering through and bringing us chances for rain as the moisture circulates up from the Gulf of Mexico and into our area. Temperatures will remain a little bit on the cool side. The average high temperature for today is 62 degrees, and over the next couple days drops down to 61. Our forecast high temperatures will only be in the low 50s for the next several days, and morning low temperatures are actually probably pretty close to average with all the cloud cover around. But when things clear off on Sunday night will be quite cold with the possibility of a hard freeze across central Illinois. And the same conditions will persist for Monday night, Tuesday morning, a hard freeze, that is. So we have rain tonight, a low of 45, rain tomorrow, the high 53, showers tomorrow night, the low 44, occasional showers Saturday, the high 53, becoming partly cloudy Saturday night, the low 41, and partly sunny on Sunday, the high temperature 50. It's 54 degrees at 5:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week in New York, talking to people about the financial crisis. Manhattan is packed with hugely expensive buildings that rise dozens of stories above street level. And a lot of the people who work in them or live in them depend on the financial sector, directly or indirectly. So what's the impact of the credit freeze on that peculiarly New York business, very high rise, very high stakes commercial real estate? We have